This is Ted Kennedy. A new study demonstrates the Reagan-Bush administration's neglect of public health and safety. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, it takes George Orwell to understand George Bush on deregulation. The vice president headed up the administration's task force on regulatory relief, and he claims to be the great deregulator. But it turns out that what he's been deregulating is public health and safety. He's turned the truth upside down, Al. Now, a study by the public interest group, Public Citizen, sets the record straight again and again on critical issues affecting worker safety, consumer health, and environmental protection. The administration has conspired with business to subvert the law. Under this administration, workers continue to suffer while health and safety inspections are delayed, complaints are not investigated, and violators get off scot-free, all in the name of higher business profits. It's a campaign issue, Al, but not the way the vice president means.
Ted, I know Ronald Reagan's overwhelming approval from his fellow citizens is still a big mystery to you. He was elected and reelected with the pledge to bust through the vast government bureaucratic morass that often makes life difficult for average Americans. He put George Bush in charge of the task force on regulatory relief because George knew exactly what he wanted. They set out to cut back unnecessary government regulation, and that will produce an estimated savings of more than $150 billion over the next decade. That's money that we can use to invest in America, research, development, increase productivity. Task Force's recommendations also produced a swifter process for approving the use of crucial drugs for the seriously ill. A leaner and less bloated government is better government, Ted. So, the people will let George do it. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.